All right, welcome back to the Blessed Beats Live Weekend Syndicated Show. 2 hours nonstop music, positive vibes, dope content. And we are in segment three, and it's all about the artist spotlight of the week, where we talk to people who are doing good, like I say, in the neighborhood, man, giving you some information that you can definitely use. And if you are an entrepreneur, you are a career-minded person or just a go-getter, this one is for you. In the studio live, I have Miss LaShawanda Moore. Miss Moore.
Hello, hello, hello.
How are you today?
I am wonderful.
You are a part of the Elevate Her Today experience.
Yes, all Elevate right. Her 2025.
All right, so I want to talk about that because that just sounds like... Black girl magic, that sounds like queendom, that sounds like stuff to take you to the next level, something that's going to probably unlock your brain.
Absolutely.
For somebody. So briefly, before we dive deep into this experience, talk about it on the surface level of what is it?
Elevate Her 2025 is an activation moment. Okay. It's a women's conference experience where like-minded individuals who are career professionals and or entrepreneurs, I call them hybrid entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
They do both, 9-to-5 and building their dreams on the side. They are invited to come and be with us.
Okay.
We have amazing panels, workshops, keynotes, people coming from Delaware, Virginia, all parts of Texas, Georgia are coming and going to be right here.
What I like about that, you said Delaware, man, this Blessed Beats show is huge in Delaware.
Really?
Yeah, we actually had a tour in Delaware last year, so I know you'll get some responses from one of those towns. Rehoboth, I think, is the town.
Yes, sure.
And Delaware. So is this is a women's empowerment type thing, right?
It is, and a few good men are going to be there, too.
I like
but
that. Yeah,
it's targeted to women.
Okay.
And it really because of me and my story.
And that's what I really want to get into. So how'd you get to doing this to actually inspire, inform, and help other women through your own story? So let's talk about your story. Ms. Moore, way before this, take me way back to the little girl in you, right?
Come
Growing
on.
Growing up, you wanted to be what?
Well, growing up, all I knew is that I had to get out of Louisiana.
Ooh, what part?
Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Okay, BR, okay.
Yes, born and raised. And my mom, mostly as a single mother, said, hey, baby, I want you to go to school, get a good education, get a good paying job, and get you out of Louisiana.
Mm.
And then there was this quest to figure out, well, what does good paying job mean?
Girl, you own it. Our culture always has told us that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Go get a good job.
Yep.
Go get a good paying job. What is that?
Yes.
Yeah.
So there was this discovery period, and I landed in engineering.
Okay.
So by trade, I started to explore engineering. I tested to get into an engineering program.
This is high school, college?
High school, yes. So I was zoned to go to one high school, but I didn't want to go to that high school.
Okay.
I wanted to go to the high school on the other side of the tracks.
Okay.
And in order to go there, I had to test to get into their engineering program.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, I wasn't interested in engineering. I wanted to go to the school.
Okay.
Well, I tested, bring on the test.
Yeah.
And passed. I got into the school and I took an engineering course every year and an honors math and honors science class.
Nice.
Every school year. And so even though I grew up all 4 years in this engineering program, I still had not made a decision
to
major in engineering. I explored. I wanted to be a mortician. I wanted to be a dentist. I wanted to be a teacher. Like, I explored all the things. But then one day I went to Southern University to visit.
Shout out,
HBCU.
Okay.
Yes. SU Jaguars in the house.
Yes.
And I visited with a professor, Huey Lawson, never forget. Long story short, he talked me into not only just engineering, but civil engineering.
Okay. And, you gotta stop.
Yep.
Somebody's listening. What's civil engineering?
Civil engineering, I like to say, is that stationary aspect of engineering. You know, there are many different types of engineering, but civil engineering is when we're looking at bridges, structural support, environmental, wastewater treatment.
Type of engineer?
It is not the most popular.
What would be the most popular?
I would say chemical engineering and mechanical engineering would be the most popular.
It's four. Three hopped in that fire, but
2015 to 2018, I landed in Richmond, Virginia.
Okay.
And I had quite the debacle in that experience. It was my first time in operations, and I had some things to learn. Yeah. And while some things were happening to me, I realized that actually those things were happening for me.
Ooh, nice.
It was really positioning me and building depth and character that I needed in order to stand on the calling that God had given me and the ministry, the platform that he has given me.
Right.
So all of my experiences, though painful,
okay.
I actually wrote a book, okay. Recover a Woman's Journey from Failure to Restoration. Though the experience was painful, it opened up a movement within me.
Let's Shawanda Moore talking, elevate her, giving us her journey inside the Blessed Beast Live weekend syndicated show. I love having these kind of conversations because somebody somewhere is listening and is like, yo, that sound like me, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm sure women in general, is it still a mountain for women to climb this ladder, this corporate ladder?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I'll tell you, we've come a long way. There's way like, more diversity.
What about pay?
In corporate, there's still pay inequity,
okay,
for sure,
okay,
right? And I've noticed that just over the years. However, I see more of us than I saw when I first graduated, you know, in 1997.
Okay.
However, I think the challenges are still real for us as African American. I really do. And my leaders, the leadership challenge, right? When you're put into position for me, let me speak for me.
Okay.
I was put in a position of authority,
okay,
right? Over people who felt like, how did she get here? She didn't earn her way here. Yes. And so there was this level of entitlement there that made it very challenging for me. And though again, the stuff was happening to me, I also started to self-sabotage a little bit.
Wow.
And allow, you know, the imposter syndrome and give power to, you know, I'm not good enough, not smart, and maybe I'm not cut out to be here. Right. And then I found myself by myself in this place.
Okay.
My mentor, you know, a mentor had moved away, and, you know, I just kind of was out there in the middle trying to fight for my life.
Yeah.
And I had made some decisions externally that caused me to be stuck in this one role, or this job.
Mm.
And I needed to endure.
Look, tell me who want it? Who the baddest? Where the fight? Who the challenge? Look, tell me who want it? Who the baddest? Where the fight? Who the challenge? Tell me who want it? Who the baddest? Where the fight? Who the challenge? Look, tell me who want it? Who the baddest? Where the fight? Yeah. Waited my whole life for this night. Now I share my grip. Eyes on the prize. One more mile. Won't let it slip. Focus, I'm in motion. This my fight, so I push. Overlook the underdog, so I'm here to leave them shook. Forever give my all, and my all is what it took. Born with fire in my eyes, now my name is Look. Look. Tell me who want it? Who the baddest? Where the fight? Who the challenge? Look, tell me who want it? Who the baddest? Where the fight? Who the challenge? I'm more.
the money was good.
Mm-hmm.
And you just said you were stuck.
I was stuck.
Would you say that was one of the low moments of your career?
Absolutely.
And
I was spiraling down into a deep pit of depression, wanting God to take me out of here.
And you're making money.
Absolutely.
And you're wanting God
to take me out of here.
People don't get it.
Yeah, money, yes.
Yeah.
Money's so great, but not, money allows you to do things, but it doesn't heal you from the inside.
Talk about it.
You know, when you're going through some stuff and it's impacting the depth of your character and who you are, you know, there's money can't fix that.
And I can see the joy on your spirit right now as you're talking to me. And your story is definitely a testimony. We could do this whole interview on your story and inspire somebody. But I want to talk about Elevate Her.
Okay.
All right. So you had a moment where you're spiraling.
Yes.
Was this the launch? What was the launch when you woke up? Tell me about that day.
I needed to speak to a group of women about entrepreneurship.
Okay.
And I was like, okay, God, you gave me that. Now, what do you want me to give to the people on Saturday? Right. What do you want me to talk to them about? And he said, tell them what I told you. And I was like, what?
Yeah.
He said, yes, tell them what I told you. So God and I went back and forth all week long. Saturday, I'm driving back home to the event. I had to go straight there. I'm like, Lord, I'm getting a little nervous. I haven't written anything down for the people. They want me to talk about women and entrepreneurship.
Yeah.
He said, you're a woman.
Were you an entrepreneur?
Uh-huh. And I get in there, and, you know, I got a smile on my face, but inside I'm like, what in the world am I getting ready to talk to these people?
Knees
and it's
knocking.
Like 100 women in there. So I get up with my phone, and I literally started to read what he had gave me in the form of spoken word. And it absolutely tore the place up.
Wow.
And after it was over, I had a groupie line.
Okay.
And people were like, how did you know? You know, some people had tears.
Yeah.
How did you know what was going on? You were all in my business. I mean, just all kinds of feedback on this. And then God said, I told you. And that's the moment it clicked for me.
Yeah.
That everything that was happening or had happened to me up to that point in my life, mm-hmm. what's happening for the ministry that he had for me, and he wanted me to be the marketplace minister and to take everything that I had gone through to help other people.
Yeah.
When they get stuck, my calling, my why is to help other women. When I see women stuck and just almost right there,
yep.
and want to go to that next level, but they don't have the resources or they can't think bigger, whatever it is, it's like my radar goes off.
Yeah.
And I just gravitate to them.
Yeah.
And so in that moment, I knew that my calling and ministry was for women, and Elevate Her is one of those platforms, one of those what's to help advance my why.
Crack.
of the Elevate Her, can I say experience?
Sure, absolutely. Right.
Let's talk about what's happening. You said 2025.
Yes.
What happens at this con? I want to get a peek behind this curtain. Somebody's listening like, yo, open this curtain.
Yes, so this is the launch pad. I have created a table.
Okay.
And there are 200 seats. And I'm inviting women.
I like the metaphor there. Go for it. Keep going.
And I am inviting career professionals, entrepreneurs, and hybrid entrepreneurs to come sit at the table and get access to conversations and topics, information that we don't normally get access to.
Wow.
You know, we're talking about trust, asset protection, wealth, creating legacy.
Yes.
We're talking about the importance of emotional intelligence and operating from a place of self-awareness and self-mastery.
Yeah.
We're talking about non-profitability.
Yeah.
Well, I'm bringing in people from all over to come and pour into the women who accept the invitation to come sit at the table.
Yeah. So many women have so many different hats that they have to wear, right?
Absolutely.
How do you talk to the woman that is at home as a single mom that wants to be an entrepreneur? Where do we start? You said you was an entrepreneur. Where do you start? I got kids at home, single mom, whatever the story. Where do we start at?
You start in the community of people who are doing what it is that you want to do.
Right.
That's another aspect of this, right, is creating the community of people, resources.
Okay.
So come get in the room. If you're wanting to start a business, go get with someone who has started a business.
Ooh, that's good.
Come spend some one-on-one time. Let's have virtual coffee.
Right.
Have a coach. Do you have a coach?
Right.
If you don't have a coach, I have a nonprofit, She Lives Out Loud.
Okay.
And my nonprofit is for those women who might be displaced, you know, maybe lost their job, maybe a single mom and don't have the funds to find a coach.
Yep.
Guess what? She can come and be a part of She Lives Out Loud, where we mentor her and work with her. We have coaches, we have therapists, we have everything she needs.
Talk to me about some success stories you've seen from this. It's a 2-day experience.
Yes, so September 5th, I do too, I do too. So this is September 5th and 6th is the launch of Elevate Her. And we say 2025 because this is the beginning.
Oh, nice. Okay, yes. The woman that you are today, you give some credit to, are you one of them, I got it out the mud, or it was the mentor? Remember you said some of the mentor had done moved on.
Combination.
For you to get to that next level.
I would say it's a combination. But also, I bump my head so much.
So do you, I got to say it like this. Is that part of the process?
It is.
Yeah.
Failure is necessary.
That's good.
Failure is feedback. So my book is called Recover, A Woman's Journey from Failure to Restoration. But within the first couple of pages, I tell you, by the way, there is no failure. Right? You need to fail fast. You need to try some things out. And a lot of us, especially in our community, we are afraid of making mistakes. We have a fear of failure.
Yeah, that's true.
Right. And actually, if you don't fail, how do you learn? When you think about, I would say every successful person that you would deem successful, and success is relative to the person.
For sure.
Right. But think about who you deem successful. 9 times out of 10, they got some things wrong or they really didn't know what they were doing and they just kept putting one foot in front of the other. They got, okay, what's my next step, mentor? Or what's my next step that I just learned at a meeting or a networking event? Okay, I'm going to go do that step. And maybe not quite that step from my situation. Bump their head, but you keep going.
I once heard, for every person, like you said, we deem is successful, they probably have more losses than the wins that we see.
Absolutely.
Right? And so, again, like you said, when you said keep putting those feet forward and just the only way you're going to get that progress. But I got to ask you this. Somebody's listening. Woman of God, queen, single mom, struggling entrepreneur. She's out there and she's listening. She's scratching her head like, all right, I'm tired of this rat race. I'm tired of this struggle bus.
Yeah.
I got to get here.
I want them there, and I have a couple of sponsors.
Okay.
That believed enough in us. One in particular is a key sponsor, Yes Mediate. Mm. And I've actually watched the owner, founder, and CEO of Yes Mediate go from nothing to where she is now, and she's reaching back and giving in the community. But it's a mediation company. Mm. They've sponsored 13 seats.
Nice.
Yes. They have paid the full price of the ticket to be there the 5th and the 6th. Mm. So there's an application process for the woman or the women who know they feel this call and pull to be there, but financially they just can't.
Yeah.
I have a process.
Put your heart in that.
Yeah.
All right. And bless you, ma'am, that's listening right now.
Yes.
What's the name of the company?
Yes Mediate.
Yes.
Yes.
So they have to fill out this application to do that.
They go to shelivesoutloud.org.
Yep. Shelivesoutloud.org
and apply.
Mm-hmm. For that. Now, there's somebody else is like, I can pay my way. I'm going to let somebody else be blessed that way.
Yeah.
Well, how do they get into this thing?
ElevateHerTickets.com. Mm-hmm.
Spell that for them in case they need anything.
Elevate, ElevateE, her. H-E-R, tickets, T-I-C-K-E, T-S.com.
All right, cool. And I 2-day experience.
Yes. Starting Friday evening at 5 p.m., we're going to welcome people to the Norris Conference Center in City Center, Houston.
Yep.
And we have some amazing success panels.
Yeah.
To an entrepreneur panel.
Yeah.
With some fire entrepreneurs from the area, as well as career panel with some professionals who've made it to that director level and higher and are coming to tell their stories and to help the people who are there break the glass ceiling.
I'm going to ask you this, and I don't even know if this is part of your process, because this is the launch, 2025.
Yes.
Could you see in the future a online version where you can log in online to watch this thing? Because Or you laughing because you might have thought
I'm
about
laughing
that.
Because my husband has been asking me about this year, like, is there a way to do a virtual aspect? And I'm like, oh, I can't wrap my brain around that right now.
You got a table of 200 and a world of 2 million. It's a lot.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
That's amazing.
And let's just speak that into existence, because as this thing grow, I can see women saying, yo, I want my brain unlocked. I want this next level. And I'll say this, even as the guy, we don't get to the next level unless you actually aim for that thing, right?
Yes.
You can sit there and run in the mud all day, but if there are people out there that want a coach, that want to have a mentor, that want people to speak into their life, show them the way, elevate her.
And so what's interesting is God has already shown me a bigger vision for me.
Okay.
I don't know how I'm going to get there. I'm like, oh, Lord.
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
But it does involve simulcast globally.
Oof.
So who knows? And I don't know when. But anybody who wants to be a part of the foundation.
Let's go.
The start.
Yes,
my
go.
Day one.
Yes, go.
Come join me September 5th and 6th.
What's the website?
The website is ElevateHerTickets.com.
Miss LaShawanda Moore. This has been a blessing. Wifey. I think you need to check this out, ElevateHerTickets.com. Let me know. We'll also put this link up on the website, blessedbeats.com. That'll redirect you over to her, blessedbeats.com. Beats is spelled with a Z, BEATZ. Thank you so much for stopping through here.
Thank you.
As you continue this thing, I want to do more content. Then I would love to have you back on the show just to talk about your story, because it's inspirational enough.
Absolutely.
All right.
Thank you for believing in me and having me here.
No worries. All right. Stick and stay. Segment 4 is next. We talk new music. Don't move. This is the Blessed Beats Live Weekend Syndicated Show.